Welcome to the Embrace Fertility Podcast. I'm Naomi Wolfson. I'm a therapist who specializes in supporting women through trying to conceive and treatment, and then through pregnancy and birth following infertility. My partner and I went through almost 4 years of infertility, which included IUIs, IVF, anxiety, surgery, and then a miscarriage, before we went on to conceive both of our ginger children naturally. I now run a 12-week mind-body program guiding women through the 5 steps of my unique Embrace Fertility method: comfort, coping, connection, clearing, and creating. On this podcast, I offer emotional support and share mind-body techniques to help you find calm and confidence, and ultimately find yourself again while waiting for your baby. Been having some really interesting conversations this week about the fact that when you're long-term trying to conceive, it can feel like you're outside of society. You don't belong anymore in the sort of category of community that you used to be in with whatever you were choosing to do with your life. So your career, your relationships, where you lived, what your hobbies were, all the things that kind of were part of who you were, and maybe you felt like they defined you, of like, this is who I am, this is my identity. And then when you decide you're ready to become a parent, you want to become a parent, and obviously for the majority of people, they make that decision, they get pregnant, they are pregnant, they have a baby, then they live their life. That's it. They just do it. And obviously for those of us where that stage, that trying to conceive period, is so much longer, there's no real label for it. It's like, it's trying to conceive. Or if you've been trying for over a year, you're going to have that label of infertility. But obviously it's a really negative word, and actually only really describes a period of time, because you are classed as going through infertility once you've been trying to conceive, once you've been having unprotected sex without the use of contraception for a year or more. And then it's just from that point until you get pregnant that you're like in this period of time, this limbo land. And I've talked about this before, that there's this beautiful poem about this period of time between when a woman is pregnant and just before she gives birth, that window of time, like right in late pregnancy, when she's, you know, just on the cusp of motherhood, and how it's this dreamlike state, like in Peter Pan and Tinkerbell, saying in this state between wakefulness and dreaming, this is where I will always love you. And it's this real kind of disconnected time. And the poem was so beautiful. And I said that going through infertility is really similar to this time, that you are completely ready to step into motherhood. You are there, mind, body and soul. You are ready for this, but you're not there yet. And so you don't cross over into the realm of motherhood yet, but you've left the world of the time before you started trying to conceive, that kind of innocence of just living your life and not thinking about ovulation and time conception and fertility treatments and pregnancy tests and 2 weeks wait before that time. I've been chatting both with clients and with Jolene, his lovely podcast guest I had on, sharing her book Sidal Creek, about how if there was a label for this period of time that really described what we were going through, the waiting and the wanting and the... It's like we need something like potential. I'm in that stage of like being a potential parent. There is all the potential there for me to become a parent, but, you know, the deal isn't signed yet. And it's so difficult when we just have that word of infertility, because also that doesn't really, it doesn't encompass all that we go through, how all consuming long-term trying to conceive is. And perhaps also you are getting pregnant and then you're experiencing losses, And trying to conceive, just for the majority of people, that description just brings up the idea of, you know, a couple having lots of sex. Ah, yeah. Gonna get pregnant really quick, have a baby. There we go. I think there needs to be some other term to describe this period of time. So I'm trying to come up with one, and if you can think of one, let me know. Kind of like the term matrescence has been coined now to represent the time when a woman goes into motherhood, becomes a mother. And it's a very similar to the use of the word adolescence, that we don't go just childhood to adulthood. There needs to be this section in between. And so we have the word adolescence in our language, and that is so descriptive. And you say, oh, someone is, you know, they're an adolescent. Anyway, you get what I mean. And we understand the gravity of that period of time, that young person is transitioning from childhood into adulthood, and all the hormonal changes, the emotional changes, the physical changes, all the things that they go through, that word has that gravity. And then with matrescence, it marks that period of time when a woman goes from being, what's the right word, a maiden? Is that the phrase? Like, you know, a woman pre-pregnancy and birth, to then being a woman who is stepping into motherhood. And the hormonal, the emotional, the physical changes that she goes through in that time. Because it's not just a change of lifestyle in terms of, you know, before having a baby, now having a baby. It's all the physical changes that happen as well. So I really feel there needs to be a word that has as much weight for this period of time. Like, long term, trying to conceive is the best, because just saying trying to conceive could be that someone's just started. They've just started trying to conceive. They could be like a week in, when it's all fun and lots of sex. Whereas long term, trying to conceive hints to, this is something that's being endured. This is something that is ongoing. But infertility is such an unhelpful word, I feel, because it's a term which is kind of being used as a medical diagnosis, even though it just describes a couple who are unable, who have been unable to get pregnant up until this point. That's it. It doesn't really tell us anything else. So what do you think? What word could we use for this period of time? It'd be really nice if the word had positive connotations as well as negative. Because if you say you're trying to conceive, that kind of indicates that you're trying but failing. So for example, if someone was saying, oh, I'm learning to drive, that sounds very different to, I'm trying to learn to drive. If you're trying to do something, it means that you're trying and you haven't quite achieved it yet. So if there was a term that was more, it sort of encompassed the excitement and the potential as well of this period of time. So if you decide you want to study in a particular topic, you say, I'm now a student, I am studying this. And that's a really, there's a lot of potential there. It's not, oh, I'm trying to study, I don't know, agriculture or whatever it is you want to study. Like, you just are studying it. You haven't learned everything yet, but you are. You are an apprentice. You are a student. There's this this learning period, this of like potential of, I am going to become at some point in the future, and I'm on my journey to that now. So I think this is why a lot of people use that phrase of like the fertility journey, the journey to parenthood, which can be really frustrating, because sometimes it can feel like this is the longest journey on the planet. Like, why is it taking so long to journey to somewhere where most people just decide that's what they want to go, A to B, off they go. But yes, let me know your thoughts. What should we call this period of time?
If you've enjoyed this podcast, then please do subscribe so you will be the first to know when an episode goes live. And I would absolutely love it if you could share it with anyone you think may benefit. And please do leave me a review. The more people that leave me the reviews, the more other people know what this podcast is about, what they can expect, and why they should be listening. That would be absolutely fantastic. And please do come and join my mailing list. Just come to embracefertility.co.uk. I'm here in the UK, everyone. And then you will see a massive button that says Stress Less Freebies. Press that and you will get the first chapter of my upcoming book, where I share all of the studies between stress and fertility and really get into the truth of that. You're then going to get your 3-minute reset button MP3, the heart anchor gratitude exercise, and the emotions game. So go to embracefertility.co.uk and then hop over to Instagram and follow me at embracefertility.